Jonna Stoyle is here now with the papers.
Now I can say I'm one of the best ever. That quote from the swimmer Daniel Wiffen after he won a gold medal at the Olympics in Paris yesterday in the 800 metres freestyle is on the front page of the Irish Times. This is a man who keeps living up to his own billing, write Sinead Kissan and Sean McGoldrick in the Irish Independent. As Ian O'Riordan puts it in the Irish Times, he produced a brave, magnificently timed chase of glory over 16 lengths. Winning Wiffen, says the headline on the Irish Examiner's front page photograph of the champion kissing his medal. Danny Boy, he's called in the Belfast Telegraph, which gives over its whole front page to the man from Mahara-Lynn, County Down, who, as the paper puts it, ended Northern Ireland's 52-year wait for an individual Olympic gold medal. The whiff of success, says the headline on the Irish News, where his medal is described as the first gold for the North at a Summer Olympics in 36 years. The Times takes an All-Ireland approach to the statistics, reporting that in the 100 years since Ireland first competed in the Olympics, Wiffen is only the 10th to win a gold medal. The grim news of the helicopter crash at a farm in Killoucan, County Westmeath, in which two men died, is the main other story on the front pages. The Irish Daily Mail takes its graphic headline from how a local man described what he saw and heard. The engine went, and that's when we heard the bang. The announcement of the long list for the Booker Literary Prize gets much attention, though there is a sense of disappointment in The Independent and Times that Colin Barrett is the only Irish writer on the list of 13. His debut novel, Wild Houses, has been described by the judges as a propulsive, darkly comic and superlatively written account of frustration and misadventure in a small Irish town. The Times leads on its front page with a report that the extension of Dart rail services to 600,000 people, trebling the current network, is finally moving forward, with the grant of permission to bring the Dart to Maynooth, County Kildare. Finally being the right word, as Olivia Kelly writes that the Maynooth Dart was first announced almost 20 years ago. It's the first phase of Irish Rail's plans for a major expansion of Dart services, which includes the electrification of the rail line to Drogheda and Selbridge and an upgrade in capacity to Greystone, says Kelly. The railway is an idea whose time has come, to judge from a separate article in The Times and another in The Independent. Cormac McQuinn reports in The Times that the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review to be published today, as you may have heard in the bulletin, will include in its recommendations faster and more frequent trains, new services in the northwest, and the electrification of the intercity network. The Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, has described it as the most ambitious vision for rail in a century.
Jonna Stoyle